From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Our lead today comes out of Sacramento, where the unlikely odyssey of Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger really does start all over again. The Austrian-born bodybuilder turned actor, investor, movie star takes office as the 38th governor of California. This follows the improbable recall campaign against his Democratic predecessor, Governor Gray Davis, and it ends 5 years of near total Democratic control of the politically powerful state of California. San Francisco Chronicle political columnist Carla Marinucci is back with us. Welcome, Carla. What's the feeling there in Sacramento?
Well, Alex, I think it's a mixture of excitement and awe. I mean, we're talking about Gray Davis, a 30-year veteran of state government with a winning record in politics, handing over power to a political newcomer and the world's biggest action hero. I don't think it gets any stranger than that.
I wonder, I mean, people must be somewhat excited. I hear there are just hundreds and hundreds of applications for press credentials, people from overseas coming to cover this. This must be the most exciting inauguration since Ronald Reagan, and maybe more exciting than that.
Yeah, this is definitely the hottest ticket in town. We're talking about 600 or 700 media from around the world. Movie stars, Jamie Lee Curtis, Linda Hamilton, Vanessa Williams, a whole host of international diplomats going to be here. I mean, this is the level of a presidential inauguration, I would say, and 8,000 guests, and of course, all this for what is billed as a low-key swearing-in ceremony.
Oh, good. Well, tell me, just kind of looking ahead at this week, I mean, there may be a lot of glamour and glitz and fun today, but there is this looming state budget deficit crisis. There are all the problems that led to Governor Davis's recall. As you look ahead for Governor Schwarzenegger, what do you see?
Governor Schwarzenegger is going to have to get down to business really fast within a couple of hours of taking office. The state budget, as you mentioned, is looming. He's going to have to bench press about $10 billion right off the bat. His advisors have been looking at that all week and trying to figure out where they can go from there on reducing the deficit. But his first order of business is going to be to cut the vehicle license fee, a tax that tripled under Gray Davis and in a large part was one of the reasons why the recall succeeded.
It's something that everyone felt.
Absolutely. They got the bill on their desk at home, and a lot of them said, I'm not paying it. I'm voting for Arnold Schwarzenegger instead. It was a very, very big draw for Schwarzenegger.
You wrote in your column yesterday that indeed Governor Schwarzenegger will come into this job with quite a lot of political clout because of the voter support that he drew.
Yes, absolutely. The recall election was generated in part by the enthusiasm for Schwarzenegger. The fact that he's a newcomer, a man who billed himself as wanting to be the people's governor, wanting to pump up Sacramento, clean house, all these things, I think, had a great deal of effect with the electorate here. But he does have a very big job ahead of him with the budget, with an electorate that's very, very weary and cynical here. He's got an incredible job, one worthy of an action hero, and he's got only about 3 years to do it before the next term.
He has been getting ready for this. There's been this transition process for the last month or so. How do the political pros in Sacramento seem to look at the job that he's doing, just trying to get into office and prepare himself to exercise the power of governor?
Well, one of the things that Schwarzenegger has done, I think, that really shows a real savvy attitude toward politics is the people that he's brought in on his transition team. Representative David Dreyer heads that team, and he's got people like George Shultz, Willie Brown, a wide variety of Californians, both sides of the aisle. That's won him a lot of goodwill.
This is the former Secretary of State under President Reagan. And Willie Brown, the former Democratic leader of the State House there in Sacramento, now Democratic mayor of San Francisco. It does sound like he's trying to be bipartisan.
Absolutely. And many of the people that he's brought onto his staff are from the staff of former Governor Pete Wilson, who's also an advisor. So Schwarzenegger has surrounded himself with folks who know Sacramento. He doesn't know it yet, but he's certainly shown himself to be a very quick study in politics. And I think a lot of people are hoping that he's going to be able to get this team together and move on very quickly to some of the state's big problems.
For a political columnist, I would imagine that your own hopes are about as richly rewarded as they could be, because this is a story.
This is one of the great political stories. I mean, how many times do you have a governor whose DVD hits the market the same week that he does? I mean, Terminator 3. This is just a drama beyond dramas, and I think it's going to be very entertaining and very important for the next couple of years here in California.
San Francisco Chronicle political columnist Carla Marinucci. Thanks, Carla.
Thanks, Alex.
Months ago, when the effort to recall Gray Davis was just starting, I spoke with the governor, who said then that it wouldn't matter to him at all if Arnold Schwarzenegger entered the race. Now, as he leaves office as the only California governor to be recalled, we spoke again about how Gray Davis now sees the Schwarzenegger phenomenon. Governor Davis, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Tell me, what would you look for from Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor? What do you expect is going to happen in the next year?
Well, I wish him well. I love the state. I want people to do well, and part of their doing well is having the government run well. And I've spent these last 6 weeks working closely with him, talking to him almost every day, and I think he's fully informed of the challenges in front of him. I would expect he would try and act in a way that he campaigned and fulfill the promises that he made to the people of this state.
Has he asked you for any advice?
Yes, and we've had many conversations, and we've done a number of things together, not the least of which was creating a commission to review the performance of California firefighters during the recent fires. We both think the firefighters acted heroically, putting themselves in harm's way to protect people they never even met. But all these disasters need to be viewed with the benefit of hindsight to see if we can improve on our response in the future.
Those fires, they're historic, really catastrophic. It's just one more thing to complicate life for public officials in this state who face a lot of challenges. And I wonder if you aren't actually sort of relieved in some way to be stepping out of public life for a while.
I very much appreciate the honor of serving the people of this state for 30 years. I appreciate the trust they reposed in me. But if you believe in public service, it's not something you look forward to leaving. The voters have asked me to step aside, and I'm doing so. And I'm doing it in a way that reflects my commitment to help prepare the next administration to do as well as humanly possible.
In your phrase, Governor, the people of California have asked you to step aside. That must personally be painful, I would think.
It's not fun, but I prefer to look back with gratitude on 30 years of service. The people of the state were good enough to elect me to a number of offices, 5 times in all, rather than obsess over the fact that I did not get to complete the final 3 years of my second term as governor.
There are many things that you can point to and have pointed to. Still, the voters, they voted for someone else in this recall election. I wonder if at this point you can look back on that event and offer an explanation. What happened?
The short answer is I have not done a full postmortem, but governors and mayors are very much dependent on good economies. And when the economy is going along well, they think you're a genius, people give you more credit than you deserve. And when the economy goes badly and people either lost their job or have to pay more for health insurance or lost their health insurance, then they see governors as bums. And 17 open seats for governors in 2002, all 17 changed hands. So if the Republicans held the seat, a Democrat was elected. If a Democrat held the seat, a Republican was elected. That's all across the country. So there is a large amount of economic dissatisfaction out there. And when someone from the outside says they're going to fix it, people are looking for someone to come in and make life better. When times are good, that kind of challenge by a outsider doesn't work.
Finally, Governor, as you look at this event, what happened, the coming of Arnold Schwarzenegger to public life, this recall. Can you say if you think this is important for the country that he's been elected? And if so, in what way is it important, and how will we know?
Well, every new governor gets a chance. They get a honeymoon to try and share their vision and provide their own brand of leadership for the people they represent. I think for every new governor, the jury is out to see what they do, how they do it, and what the response is. I wish him well because I love the state and I want the state to do well, and part of that is having him do well. So he'll have his chance to shine, and I wish him all the best.
But you make him sound like he's just another governor. I'm not sure that that's true.
He will become the 38th governor of California, and he will have an opportunity, as all of us before him have had, to try and solve problems. And like everyone else, he'll be judged on how well he does it, how well he articulates his vision, and what the public response is. And it's impossible to tell at this time what that response will be.
Earlier, Governor, I said that you're leaving public life. Actually, I'm not sure that that's the case. What are your plans? What are you going to do?
I don't have any specific plans. I do want to stay involved and make a contribution from the private sector. That will probably take the form of a foundation on education. When I became governor, we were 48th in student achievement. Now we're 31st. We were 43rd in per capita spending. Now we're 27th. If California, which is an information-based economy, is going to continue to be a prosperous state, we need to do a better job educating the 6 million children who go to public schools every year. For 5 years, things have gotten better. I want to keep the focus on the schools in the hopes that the ensuing administrations continue the momentum that we've developed.
Governor Davis, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
California Governor Gray Davis, his last hours in office this morning.